Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. No, that won't work. You wouldn't be able to adapt that on there. I mean, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Little cutting, little torching, little welding, and little soldering, and it might be able to get one on there. Nah, man, if it's a good generator and it works good and everything and seems like it's reliable, you know, get the right part for it, obviously. But, those are the long vertical box air filters. I replaced the element in mine when I first got the generator. I kind of overpaid for it. It didn't start. And the first thing I did is I checked the oil, and the oil was low, so I filled it up with oil, and it cranked right over and ran. And it's ran ever since. I haven't had to put oil in it or nothing, but I did replace the plug and just out of, you know, not that it needed it, but I replaced the air filter and the plug, and I did have to rebuild the fuel pump on it. The fuel pump did quit, and I pulled it off, and the diaphragm was dried up. But other than that, ever since I did that, it runs fine. It lights up and runs. I wanted to convert it over to electric start. I was going to convert it over. I was going to get a ring gear flywheel and 12-volt starter and stuff, because there's plenty of room on that frame to put a battery and a control panel and a starter solenoid, but I never got around to it. Pulling it is not that bad.